We're joined right now by a mogul, an award-winning actor, a director, a producer, a music icon, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His films include Boys in the Hood, Friday, Three Kings, Barbershop, 21 Jump Street. He is the co-founder of the Big Three League. Big Three Player Draft takes place on Thursday. Big Three season tips off on June 22nd in Houston. Ice Cube is my guest. Cube, it's good to have you back. How are you?
What's up, Jim? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How about you? How are things?
Oh, man, I'm great. Everything is going good.
Listen, you've got your Big Three draft coming up on Wednesday. Actually, the combine is Wednesday. The draft is Thursday. So how pumped are you to get another season underway?
I'm excited, man. You know, that's the best part is seeing these guys go at it. I mean, we got to do all this stuff behind the scenes to get ready for the season. But just to see guys go at it, you know, as a fan, that's really what I'm in it for, is to see dudes who still got the desire to give them a platform and for us to be able to enjoy it.
All right, so, Q, what about the draft itself? I mean, you're going to run your draft a little bit differently than the way most leagues handle their drafts. How does it work for the defending champs trilogy and then for every other team?
Well, you know, just starting off, we started with five players last year, but we're adding a sixth player. We let the captains of the teams pick another co-captain. So each team has two co-captains now. So they have to get all the other players from the draft pool, but not with the champions. The champions, they have to defend. They cannot draft. They cannot make any moves like that. Our runner-ups, they got two options. The first option, they can send everybody back to the draft pool, or they can keep their whole team intact, but they got to send one player back. Now, if you finish third all the way to eighth, all your draft players go back to the pool, and you got to redraft. So you may have new players or maybe other players you need. But the whole thing is to knock off the champs. You got to put a team together that's going to be able to go after Trilogy. So it's fun. It allows new players to always join the draft pool. And, you know, to keep it churning, to keep it interesting. You don't want to see the exact same teams you saw last year. So it's a cool way to keep it fresh.
Ice Cube joining us, and it's going to be a big week for that league. You know, Cube, you look at earlier this year, the Celtics signed Xavier Silas to a 10-day contract. He was playing in your league for the Ball Hogs, and now he makes the NBA. Look, I know it's the Celtics. I know you're a Lakers guy, obviously, but how proud were you to have somebody go from your league to the NBA?
Oh, that's big. Oh, man, you know, that's huge because people think or thought this was considered, I guess, the old guys' league, but no, these are guys, some guys feel like they've been, like, rejected from the NBA too early. Or, you know, only a few guys get to go out like Kobe, where you just, you know, sign your own ticket how you want to end your career. Most guys don't even know they retired. They're just out. So guys have a hunger to still show that they got it. Josh Powell, he got invited to the Nuggets training camp. So that was the first inkling of, yo, you can use the Big Three to actually get back in the NBA. And so to have Xavier Silas get that 10-day contract with the Celtics is big for our league on credibility. It's big for players to look at us as a viable option like they look at Europe or Asia. So, you know, it's really a milestone in our league's development.
Yeah, you know, Cube, also you made the point that you don't want the teams to look exactly the same. You don't want the league to look the same. You don't want the players to look the same. So you've added guys like Baron Davis, Amari Stoudemire, Meta World Peace, and Greg Oden. How big of a step do you think that's going to be for the league this year?
Huge. You know, it's a humongous step because a lot of players, you know, sat on the sideline last year and watched, you know, and saw, you know, is this league for real? Is it legit? Is it done first class? And when they realized it was, you know, they wanted to be a part of it, and that's what it's all about. You know, we're going to be here. So whenever you get the itch, you know, all the players out there that's looking at us. Whenever you get the itch, we're here. And come, you know, come to our combine, show what you got or what you still got, and hopefully you make a squad, you know. And we expect to expand next year and add more teams in success. You know, that's our plan.
Combine's Wednesday. The draft is Thursday. Q, what about a guy like, say, Paul Pierce? Is that a guy that you could see committing to it and doing it?
Man, we've been recruiting Paul Pierce heavy. But, you know, I'm not sure. I don't think he's going to play. You know, he's probably having too much fun with that cushy job he got right now. So, but look, we'll be here next year if you get the itch. And that's the thing about the big three. We're always here. You know, our oldest player was Abdul Mahmoud Raouf. And Mahmoud Abdul Raouf, sorry about that. And he is 48 years old, and he was still serving him 20. He was still, you know, getting buckets, doing his thing, you know, with guys out there 30, you know, 5, 36 years old. So, you know, our league is going to get younger this year. You know, we expect it to be an average age of 33, and you have to be 30 to be in our league. So it's pretty cool, you know, to still be recruiting dudes and going after them. But, you know, we wanted to get Paul. I don't know if we're going to get him this year.
Mahmoud Abdul Raouf, Cube, is a guy that I had on the show within the past year. Always one of my favorites. Glad to see him still out there balling. Hey, before I let you go, let me ask you about the Lakers. They're going to end the season with their most wins since 2013. How are you feeling about the direction of that team right now? Does it feel to you like they've turned the corner?
No. It feels like they got work to do, you mm-hmm. know. They are in a nice spot. I think we got good pieces. But, you know, I don't want people to feel like, yo, we've, you know, turned some kind of corner. You know what I mean? It's really, you know, turning the corner is making the playoffs. So until then, we're still building to what we need to be. So that's kind of how I look at it. But I love our progress, and I love our new players like Kuzma, and I love Ball. I love Brandon Ingram. All these guys are great. And man, Randall is a beast. You know, I've always known that kid was going to turn into what he is. So it's really coming together well. I'm happy with the leadership over there. I always thought Jenny Buss was the person who should be running the whole thing over there. And so it's going in the right direction. I think the Laker nation is feeling good. You know, we feel good. You know, over the last few seasons, Laker nation was feeling a little shaky. So here we go.
Laker nation would feel great if they can convince LeBron to come here as well. Keep, let me ask you about LeBron before I let you go. He took some heat a few weeks back after he expressed some thoughts on social and political issues. So what's your reaction when you hear somebody suggest that basketball players with views on social and political issues should, quote, just shut up and dribble?
It's ridiculous, you know. I mean, is the guy that's out there driving the truck, you expect him to just shut up and drive the truck? Or the guy that's out there delivering the mail, you expect him to shut up and just deliver the mail? So, come on, you know, this is the freedom of our country. I don't understand why we are starting to question these freedoms that we've enjoyed for generations, some of us. But so to speak, the freedom of speech has been something that we all want. Nobody want to be stifled. Nobody want to be, you know, put into a box. Nobody wants, you know, people to tell them to shut up. And you don't want it, so why would you want LeBron to do it? Or why would you want that on LeBron? So you just really got to really go back to the golden rule, man. You know, treat each other like you want to be treated. Straight up.
Ice Cube, my guest. Cube, last thought. As many people know, your son played you in Straight Outta Compton. He had another movie, Den of Thieves, come out earlier this year. He's in the new Godzilla movie coming out next summer. As a father, how much pride is there for you when you see him on screen and you see the career that he is developing and building for himself?
I mean, y'all lucky I ain't around here like LeVar Ball, yelling and acting a fool, you know, because I'm proud. You know, I'm a proud pop. You want you know, any father would like their son to follow up in their footsteps if they're doing something positive. But so, you know, this is a great business. He's second generation Hollywood. You know, I've opened the door for him. So it's really good that he's, you know, stepping into it and you know, really having his own fans and his own, you know, persona. He's his own star, which is great because as a father, you just want your kids to be able to, you know, take care of themselves, and that's a great thing that he could do that.
Ice Cube, co-founder of Big 3 League, and again, the player draft takes place on Thursday. The Big 3 season tips off on June 22nd in Houston. Cube, it's great to have you back. Always good to rap with you, man. Thanks so much.
Hey, man, check us out, man. We're going to be live on FS1 with the Big 3 draft this Thursday, 5 o'clock p.m. Check it out. See who get picked, and damn, see who don't get picked. We got 60 players going after 19 spots. It's going to be drama. It's going to be fun. Check us out.
You got it, Cube. Great talking to you. Thanks so much.
Jeff.
All right,
Matt.
Appreciate
be good.
Appreciate
you, man.
Appreciate
Thanks.
You, too, Cube. It's going to be drama, and it's going to be fun. Find out who gets drafted and find out who does not get drafted. Ice Cube joining us.